This is Jay Sekulow. The White House now had knowledge of the problems with healthcare.gov in March.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
To know the federal healthcare.gov website was dead on arrival, newly disclosed reports reveal that key officials were actually warned months ago, that the site would not be ready for its October 1st launch date.
We're all seeing the debacle of not just the website, but also all of the other problems related to people losing policies. A lot of things we predicted years ago, and the president said that we were wrong when we were making these predictions. It turns out the White House actually was aware of all of these debacles months ago.
$1 billion was appropriated. I can tell you we are on track. We've judiciously used those resources, and we intend to be open for open enrollment around the country October 1st.
I was not informed directly that the website would not be working as the way it was supposed to.
No reason to get excited.
Had I been informed, I wouldn't be going out saying, boy, this is going to be great. I'm accused of a lot of things, but I don't think I'm stupid enough to go around saying this is going to be like shopping on Amazon or Travelocity a week before the website opens if I thought that it wasn't going to work.
We fumbled the rollout on this healthcare. That's on us, not on them. It's not on them, it's on us. That's on me. And again, that's on us. That's on me.
Lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. That music, the famous Jimi Hendrix song, Watchtower. And boy, we need people on the Watchtower. And that song actually became quasi-appropriate for the situation we find ourselves in the country right now, as news today that the Obama administration and White House officials knew back in March that, in fact, there was going to be problems with this rollout. The McKinsey firm, which is one of the major consulting firms, probably the largest consulting firm in the United States, in late March discussed the problems that were hampering the implementation of Obamacare. And the company said that there was not going to be in a position, that the website would not be in the position to resolve a post-launch issue rapidly based on the way it'd been planned out. So they not only pointed out the problems were there, they said if there is, in fact, post-launch problems, which there was no way to fix them. And who's paying the price of this? The president says it's his fault. And you know what? I think it is his fault. And we want to know what you think about that. And our phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan and Thanner in Washington, D.C. Right now, and let me go to Jordan first. What is the latest there as this mess called Obamacare continues to roll out?
Well, it just continues to unravel. I mean, you've got places, a story out of Washington State, for instance, a woman who was mentioned by President Obama in his speech that he tried to deliver right after the website launched and crashed. Now she has lost health care. The website gave her the wrong amount. They gave her the wrong subsidies, and now she said she'll just pay the penalty. She was someone the president said was crying because she was so happy about Obamacare because of pre-existing conditions, and then found out no subsidies. The health care would be triple or quadruple the cost, and so now she is not going to be covered with insurance.
Well, you take a look at this, and I guess then quickly, Than, what is the next move? We got to do this quick because we're coming up on a break here.
I think outright repeal. Honestly, I think Democrats are running scared from this. It cannot be fixed. It's fatally flawed, and I think you're going to see more and more Democrats coming out for a solution before they have to go to the ballot box.
Listen to what Kathleen Sebelius said in April of this year. Take a listen to this.
$1 billion was appropriated. I can tell you we are on track. We've judiciously used those resources, and we intend to be open for open enrollment around the country October 1st.
Yeah, not. And by the way, they were notified 2 weeks before that, hearing that she participated in, that the thing was a mess and it wasn't going to roll out appropriately. Now we know it rests with the president. He says he's responsible. I say, you know what? He is responsible. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Folks, we've got a petition up, and we're in a matching challenge campaign at the same time. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. We want to end Obamacare now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget the matching challenge at ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
When his policies fail, President Obama ignores the law. He delayed the employer mandate on his own. Now he's trying to fix an insurance market that he broke. That's not how a democracy works. The Obama administration can't restore canceled insurance policies, and it can't fix the Obamacare website fast enough to save the market. Because of Obamacare, millions of Americans have had their health insurance policies canceled. Millions more will be left uninsured and in violation of federal law through no fault of their own. At the ACLJ, we've already prepared litigation, a case ready to be filed that will block the administration from imposing its unconstitutional penalties on the American public. Sign on to our petition now. Send a message to the president. Delay the mandate or we will sue. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Post the song and the video that goes with it, Watchtower, that's done by the band here at Jay Sekulow Live, our band, so we'll post that sometime this week. Let me encourage you to do a couple things here, folks. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We are preparing a lawsuit to challenge the implementation of the penalty that is still scheduled to go into effect next year, believe it or not. I mean, it's hard for me even to say that we could have a penalty go into effect when you cannot enroll, and now they're saying an 80% success rate on the website. I think that's the number they said, 80% will be a success. So if you had the 5% that are losing their coverage and the 20% that aren't going to have access through the exchanges, that's a quarter of the marketplace will not have service, will not have insurance. So, folks, this is not something that's getting fixed quickly. We now know that from the McKinsey Consulting Group. No great shock there. But the end result is, and I think this is what has to happen, we need to keep engaged on the issue. And when we stay engaged on the issue, it will make a big difference. So here's what I'd like you to do, and that is very simple. Make a direct statement by joining with us in a petition that says, let's go after this, let's end Obamacare as we know it, which is happening, by the way, and let's be prepared to file litigation at the same time. Now, you could do a couple things here. You can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And you could add your name to the petition there, or you could go directly to aclj.org. That's aclj.org, 1-877-989-2255. And by the way, when you're at aclj.org, make that online gift. We're in a matching challenge. And someone yesterday on radio gave online $5,000. You know, effectively, that's $10,000 for the ACLJ. And that goes a long way in fighting these fights. So, again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Okay, let's get a legislative analysis of where we are. Let me go to Than first. Than, where exactly? We know the Upton legislation went through. What do we have here and what's going to happen? I mean, it is the dominant news story on every network right now, and what a disaster this is.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reality, Jay, and it's a reality that D.C. is coming to terms with, is that the gig is up on this law. I mean, the House has voted 40 times to repeal it in its entirety. They voted last week on the Upton legislation, which, you know, attempts to actually fulfill the promise that the president made. It did what little it could to actually keep that promise. It frankly, right, did not do much. But honestly, Jay, I think there's only one legislative game left, and that is all-out appeal. The House tried 40 times. The Senate would not take it up. I really do believe that is the only thing legislative left to do. And the sooner it's done, frankly, the less damage the American people will have to deal with.
All right. So this is according to the Hill newspaper. It says rebellion brews over Ocare fix. And it says the administration is risking rebellion from some Democrats in Congress if it fails to deliver on its promise to fix healthcare.gov by November 30th. Now, all indications, Jordan, are is that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've got now the administration actually tampering it down. The language they're using is, you know, it'll be working better, basically. And the 20%, yeah. Right, for the 80%. And you heard that not just from Jay Carney, but also from the leading technology head of the Obamacare program, Chow, who, when he was testifying, said, you know, it's not ever going to be 100%, but, you know, it's going to be better. And the truth is that we're talking about a system that is failing, and there are more reports actually coming out today that as they improve some of the problems with the website, it's opening up new flaws because you're getting further along in the process, and you get further along in the process, you find out, well, there's a problem there and a problem here. The state exchanges are totally failing. Oregon, which was supposed to be a leader in this, their exchange has not been able to sign up a single person yet, and we're getting closer and closer to December 15th, and if you don't have insurance by December 15th, you aren't covered starting January 1st.
And then you're going to look at penalties starting to be implemented in March, and we're going to be in court on that. But listen to Henry Chow, who's the chief, deputy chief information officer, testifying. This is very short, but listen to this, and listen to the language being utilized here.
Of course, we are working around the clock to fix our performance issues so that the vast majority of users have a smooth experience with the site by the end of the month.
You know, if he was working for Amazon, he would have been fired. Okay? If he was working for Travelocity, as the president said, fired. These guys would be terminated. They would not have a job. And I want you to understand this. Everybody that's listening to this broadcast, we're not talking about Amazon, which it makes shopping easier. We're talking about 20% of the nation's economy and your health care, which includes, by the way, those of you that have tried to find plans that do not include abortion and abortion-related services. Guess what? You're not able to find them. Why is that? Because the website isn't clear on that. So this is the reality of what we're now dealing with. And again, we want you to join with us in the fight. You could do that, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'm not the only one that's saying people need to go over this. Listen to Robert Gibbs, former domestic presidential advisor to Barack Obama.
Look, in the short term, they're just going to have to slog it through and fix the website. That's the key there. I think longer term in credibility, I think they're going to have to give people confidence, not just in healthcare, but in other aspects of government. And I think they're going to have to hold somebody accountable for the botched rollout and the website not working, somebody at HHS or a group of people at CMS.
You think somebody should lose their job?
I think if this were to happen in the private sector, somebody would have probably already lost their job.
Well, why is it that in the private sector, somebody would have already lost the job, but since we're paying for them and the taxpayers, no one is? I don't understand that. And again, I go back to this, Stan. Where is the accountability in Washington on this right now? Because one thing that's crystal clear to the American people is this is a disaster. The train wreck has happened. It doesn't seem to even be recoverable.
Yeah, I think there are two parts to that accountability. I think Robert Gibbs is right. First of all, someone should be fired. In my opinion, that is Secretary Sebelius. She is in charge of this rollout. She and probably others should go. But, Jay, the second part of it, if they're fired, this problem still exists. I mean, Jordan talked about they continue to find new flaws with this website. Well, the administration is currently saying, don't worry, more people will sign up as this deadline looms. The website can't handle the volume it is handling now. How are they going to handle that surge as that deadline looms? So it's a two-part accountability. Secretary Sebelius has to go. The other part, the law's got to be canned as well.
Well, we're going to have to fight back on that. Let's do this. Let's go to the phones, Jordan. Let's start taking calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Brenda calling in from California on line 3. Brenda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my
call. Sure.
I just wanted to say, you know, I thought I was safe in this. I've been fighting Obamacare right along with you, and thank you for everything that you've
sure.
been doing. But I really, I didn't think that it was ever going to become personal. I'm on Medicare,
yep.
and Medi-Cal, and I've been walking around with a 7x6 mask that they don't know what it is. They don't know whether it's cancer or not because no one will go in. I've been let go from two different hospitals because of Medicare.
Well, first of all, I want you know we're praying for you on this situation, Brenda, and I'm sorry to hear that. But finish your sentence, but I want to tell you what's happening with that. I could tell you because that's happening to hospitals all over the country.
Yeah, I know, and it's scary because I had the longest conversation with one of the nurses, who you know, she was just her hands were tied.
Well, in part they are, and here's what's happened with Medicare: there are a number of doctors that will now not take Medicare patients. And there's a number of hospitals that will not take Medicare patients. And this is going to become, if you think it's a problem now, wait until the employer mandate hits, because then it is going to be multiplied times at least 20. So, I mean, Time Magazine's headline right now is "You Can Keep Your Doctor, Obamacare's Next Broken Promise." So, you know, that was "You Can Keep Your Health Care if You Like It, Your Health Plan if You Like It." You could not do that, obviously. You can keep your doctor if you want to. You can't do that either. So this is what's going to happen. And this is what points to single payer. And, Jordan, at the end of the day, the administration wanted single payer. Now, I'm not sure that they intended to get there by this disastrous rollout, but they will use this crisis in the same vein that others in the White House have said under this administration, don't let a good crisis go to waste. They will use this to get to single payer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got a situation here where if you go back to what the Democrats and the left and the activist groups were saying, they were really upset. They didn't think Obamacare went far enough. Nancy Pelosi didn't think Obamacare. Harry Reid did not think Obamacare went far enough. They thought it was a compromise, even though it didn't get a single Republican vote and barely passed the House of Representatives with a bare majority. I mean, just the minimum amount you need to pass something in the House, 218. And so their whole goal has been somehow to get the government to run the entire insurance system like in Canada or in Europe, basically a socialist-style government where everyone gets their health care provided by the government. There's no insurance companies. And, of course, the wealthy can go to private doctors and pay for their own, but that's a very small percent of the public. Most people be waiting in line. And we just heard from a caller who's having trouble getting the right screening done. That would be happening for everyone.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that's where it's going if we're not really careful here and we don't get aggressive, folks. Here's the number if you want to add your name to this petition or want to support the ACLJ. And let me encourage you to do that today, 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Sign that petition. Give a matching gift. We're in that matching challenge month right now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, for those of you that want to help the ACLJ, can't afford to do a financial gift right now, you can help us through our member benefit program simply by calling this number. And give it a call. You'll find out some great services available. 1-800-311-2472. That's 800-311-2472. Back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. When his policies fail, President Obama ignores the law. He delayed the employer mandate on his own. Now he's trying to fix an insurance market that he broke. That's not how a democracy works. The Obama administration can't restore canceled insurance policies, and it can't fix the Obamacare website fast enough to save the market. Because of Obamacare, millions of Americans have had their health insurance policies canceled. Millions more will be left uninsured and in violation of federal law through no fault of their own. At the ACLJ, we've already prepared litigation, a case ready to be filed that will block the administration from imposing its unconstitutional penalties on the American public. Sign on to our petition now. Send a message to the president. Delay the mandate or we will sue. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. By the way, let me do a quick update here with Jordan on Pastor Saeed Abedini. We're not talking about it every day on the radio. If you go to BeHeardProject.com, BeHeardProject.com, there's constant updates up there. We have a new piece that's out, a 20-second spot for Nagme. But Jordan, let's get an update on what's going on, because we've got people right now deployed in Europe on the situation from our offices both in Strasbourg and in Virginia that are now in Europe working on the situation.
Yeah, that's right. We now know, we got an update yesterday that Pastor Saeed was able to visit with his father for the first time in that prison, the new prison, Raja Shar, so we can confirm he's alive. He was not able to get his medication, but was able to get some of his personal belongings and able to actually see his father. So that's the first time since the prison transfer that was the family was able to confirm that a family member has actually seen him, and so that we know that he's alive. And that happened yesterday. That update is available at aclj.org. But still a very critical situation where Saeed will not be transferred as of right now out of this very difficult ward that he's in. This is a violent criminal's prison. Basically, people have been sentenced to death. But the good news from yesterday, if there's any, is that we can confirm for the first time since his transfer that he's there and alive, that he's actually there and he's alive. And so that the prison officials at the original prison, Evan Prison, were telling the truth, as well as those prison officials at Raja Shar, that where he'd been transferred, which ward he was in, and his condition.
So there you have it, folks, an update there. And again, BeHeardProject.com. That's BeHeardProject.com. Also, Than, we've got some movement on Pastor Saeed. Got a Senate resolution already through. What's happened in the House?
Right. That Senate resolution passed the Senate unanimously last week. Actually, tomorrow in the House Foreign Affairs Committee, which is chaired by Chairman Ed Royce from California, they are going to pass a resolution very similar to what the Senate does. So what that does, Jay, is it sets it up for actually a full vote in the House floor. I hope that will happen in the next couple of weeks. But tomorrow it will clear the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
And we're also looking at a major campaign in the next 24 hours that we're going to announce in just a bit. Let me give you again, this is some discussion going on at the Energy and Commerce Committee between Henry Chow. He's the deputy head of the Chief Information Technology. Listen to this one.
So when were you first concerned that the administration wasn't going to be ready October 1 for the start of the open enrollment?
I never thought that.
But you made a comment about you didn't want this to be a plane crash.
Well, you're referring to the email exchange that I had with several.
Yeah, certainly that email didn't say everything's going fine. Congratulations, team.
You have to understand that I've been working on this since mid-2010, and I'm a very cautious and I err on the side of caution and urgency, because even back in 2010, I didn't believe that, everything would be easy and just, going along smoothly.
So if he errs on the side of caution, good point here. Why did they allow it to go through and roll it out like they did? So, who is Jordan? These guys are making these statements, which are, to me, unbelievable. And no one is, again, I go back to the accountability here. The administration gives everybody a pass. And by the way, on an unrelated matter, in Fast and Furious, the administration did not get a pass because the judge that told Eric Holder, hand over the documents, said no appeal, which is as it's pending right now, which was the right decision. And that should be making big news today. But, of course, you've got the Obamacare rollout disaster, which is news dominant.
No, and now they are actually what they're doing with their language. Remember, Kathleen Sebelius said this website will be working by the end of November. And now it will be greatly improved, is what we're hearing from Henry Chow, is that it will be greatly improved. Not that it will work perfectly, not that it will be 100%. And it's not to say that websites never crash, that you never fail,
sure,
but greatly improved is a lot different than working. A working website could go offline for a few minutes and come back. That could happen on Amazon, or your cart gets messed up, your shopping cart, or your checkout process. But it's able to be fixed rapidly, quickly. I mean, you can contact, they contact you, and you're able to get back online and figure things out, in moments, usually in minutes. Here we're talking about, well, they're still leaving out 20% of the people. And those 20%, by the way, let's say they call in. Well, if the website's not working, the person who takes the phone call can't register them either. So I'm not sure where they're even getting this number of 20% who won't be able to enroll because of the website. I think that what they're saying basically is that maybe it's working at 80% capacity or something like that, where people can be online. But the problem is this: at the end of the day, the rates are going up. People that are able to see how much it's going to cost are deciding against it. And the people President Obama was using as examples are now dropping. I mean, I posted it to Facebook and Twitter. They are literally, we're told that, well, the website gave them the wrong information and their insurance rates would be so high they can't afford it.
Yeah, well,
and so it's crashing not only as a system, but it's crashing and its function, its whole purpose is actually not even working.
I think that's actually the biggest part of this. Sherry's calling from California on line 5. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. You know, my experience has been good. I have the highest PPO in
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Blue Shield. I'm going from one plan to another.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be saving a little over $1,000 a month.
Let me explain something to you. I don't know what insurance you're getting, but you're not going to save $1,000 a month unless you're getting a lot of supplements. Are you getting a lot of supplementation by the government?
No, that's not true at all. I mean, why don't you tell?
Go ahead, because we're doing our insurance right now.
Sherry, how many employees do you have? You say it's for you and your employees, so you own the business.
Talking about an individual.
No, hey, Sherry, you said that your rates are going to be lower for you and your employees. So you own a business?
Individual policy right now. Wow.
Okay, so you don't own a business.
I still own a business, but I also have an individual policy.
You have a business? Well, let me ask you, hold it. Do you have a health care policy through your business or individually?
I'm talking right now about...
I'm asking you a question. Do you have a policy that is your business? You have employees. Do you give insurance to your employees?
A question.
No. You listen. Because you lied when you called the call. Yep. Okay, just get rid of
him. Sherry is in California, supposedly, and in California, the system has been a disaster.
Right.
There's no way to know that. He also lied about being a business owner. I hear from the dings in the background. I'd seriously doubt that. And from his ability to communicate, even ineffectively, as maybe Obamacare supporter, a pretty bad one at that.
Yeah. And so, Than, let me ask you this. We started the program. And by the way, folks, we're here for another 30 minutes on Sirius XM. So if you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, just go over to ACLJ.org. Of course, Sirius XM, you get the whole thing. Than, give us the 20-second view of what do these Democrats that are saying this is going to be very painful politically. What do they do?
I think it goes back to the call we heard from Brenda earlier, who are dealing with life and death situations. When these Democrats go back to their districts and they have to answer questions from people like Brenda, they're going to have a choice to make. They can come back to Washington and they can support repeal in support of their constituents, or they can stand for the status quo and not get reelected.
Well, I'm going to play after the break, folks. We come back. One of the person that was held out by the president is a great example. It didn't work out exactly great for her. Here's what I need you to do as we close this segment of the broadcast out, folks. We're in a matching challenge for November. We're about halfway there with a little less than half of the month to go, so we could really use your help. Just go to ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we only do this twice a year. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. Or you can call it in as well at 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You can also sign the petition there. And folks, it's growing quickly as the outrage of Obamacare unfolds. You do that at ACLJ.org or again, 877-989-2255. And to find out about our member benefits, call 1-800-311-2472. That's 800-311-2472. Back with more in a moment.
At the ACLJ, we've already prepared litigation, a case ready to be filed that will block the administration from imposing its unconstitutional penalties on the American public. Sign on to our petition now, send a message to the president, delay the mandate, or we will sue. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
the broadcast. We're talking about the disastrous rollout of Obamacare. We now know, in fact, that you have a situation where the White House and White House officials were notified in March that this was going to be a disaster by the McKinsey consulting firm, one of the largest in the United States. So this, they thought it was going to work out great. Not exactly. Now, remember the person that the president put forward, Jessica Sanford, as a, you know, the perfect example. Take a listen to her, 27.
It was a huge disappointment, and especially since I had, you know, my story had been shared by the president, I just felt really embarrassed that, you know, he had quoted my story and then come to find that the Washington Health Plan Finder, the website here in our state, had grossly miscalculated or they're having a problem figuring their tax credits. So at least for right now, I'm not going to be getting insurance.
So not only is the system a disaster, it's exactly what Jordan said. It's not just a computer disaster. It is a systematic failure. It is a disaster across the board because the person that the president points out as the example, and this is so bizarre, it's hard to believe, the person they use as the example actually has a different insurance than she thought she was getting at a different rate. And when is the president going to say, he keeps saying, do we have that I fumbled, I missed the ball, I don't have it anymore? Let's take a listen to it.
I am very frustrated, but I'm also somebody who, if I fumble the ball, you know, I'm going to wait until I get the next play, and then I'm going to try to run as hard as I can.
Yeah, well, you know, here's a little problem with that, Mr. President. Let me tell you a little something about football. Sometimes you fumble the ball, and you don't recover. The other team recovers, and then the other team scores a touchdown. For instance, Vanderbilt against Georgia. You know, you fumble the football. What happens is the other team can get it, and they can go to the other goal line. So you may not get to run it down the field as fast as you can because the clock may expire. Now, your clock is expiring November 30th, and it is going to be a disaster of huge proportions. But I think what we were talking about during the break here is this has got to have a political price tag to it. It is an abortion bill. We've said that from the beginning. We're in court on that, and I believe the Supreme Court's going to grant review in those. It is a disaster for the American people and healthcare, and it is an economic disaster, and there's got to be a political consequence. President's won re-election, but there's a midterm election, and it should be disastrous for those that are backing this.
Yeah, Jay, and the reality is this is really the time to do it. I mean, if it doesn't happen now, it's never going to happen, because if you listen closely to what those in the Senate had, the Senate Democrats who actually pushed back on the president and said, you know, your plan to fulfill your promise is not enough. What were they asking for? They actually just asked for another year to extend it through 2014. Well, why did they want that? They wanted it so they could just get through their next election. That election pressure is really the only thing that may actually get Senate Democrats and House Democrats off of this bill. It's got to happen now. We have about a 6 to 12 month window here in which to accomplish repeal. Otherwise, Jay, it is never going to happen.
All right. Cappy's calling from Oregon on line 6. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
Sure.
My husband and I both work, and it's just, this whole insurance thing, I just feel like that we're being changed into like a communist society as far as trying to understand, you know, I mean, nobody in the Senate or nobody wants the insurance themselves.
Of course.
And we're being forced to have it. And if we don't have it, then we're being fined. I mean,
yeah. Well, let me tell you about the fines, though. If this, in fact, goes to a fine where they are implementing the fines in March, we are going to court on that. And, you know, you said this would feel like a communist country. I'm not sure that's fair to communists these days. I mean, this is beyond that. This is a Stalin-like tactic. I'm not saying what the president did was Stalin-esque, but I am saying this. This idea that the government's going to come in and take over 20% of the economy and the major industry in the United States is an absolute mistake. And now we are seeing it roll out before our very eyes. So that's why you fight back. Folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. We're in that matching challenge. It's a big month for us. So ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate online, we get a matching gift for ACLJ.org. You can also call it in at 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. Also, very important here, folks, if you want to make a statement, sign that petition. You do that on the website, too. And ours works, ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
When his policies fail, President Obama ignores the law. He delayed the employer mandate on his own. Now he's trying to fix an insurance market that he broke. That's not how a democracy works. The Obama administration can't restore canceled insurance policies, and it can't fix the Obamacare website fast enough to save the market. Because of Obamacare, millions of Americans have had their health insurance policies canceled. Millions more will be left uninsured and in violation of federal law through no fault of their own. At the ACLJ, we've already prepared litigation, a case ready to be filed that will block the administration from imposing its unconstitutional penalties on the American public. Sign on to our petition now. Send a message to the president. Delay the mandate or we will sue. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Love that line. Must admit, it's getting better. And then the counter line, can't get much worse. And I think that's the truth with the Obamacare situation. I don't think for the administration it can get much worse. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. You know, when did the White House know? You know, that's always the question in these scandals. Well, listen to this comment between Martha Raddatz from ABC This Week and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, the Democrat from New York. Take a listen.
Did you feel misled by Obama?
He should have just been more specific, because the point is, if you're being offered a terrible health care plan that the minute you get sick, you're going to have to go into bankruptcy, those plans should never be offered.
So were you misled?
He should have just been specific. No, we all knew.
We all knew. We all knew that what? The president wasn't telling the truth? I mean, Jordan, that's what the president was saying. You could keep your doctor if you want to keep your doctor, but and you keep your health care plan if you like your health care plan. So we knew that wasn't true, but they passed it anyways.
Yeah, I mean, these are senators in blue states. So she's in a fairly safe in New York, probably as a Democrat, admitting. So they're the ones going out there and saying, yeah, we already knew this, because they have less to lose. If you go to the Democrats who are in purple states or red states, they're acting like they're outraged. And the truth is, if they knew what the Senate Democrats who are in blue states knew, then someone is lying here. Either these blue state Senate Democrats are just trying to do cover and they were misinformed. That could be the case. Or the red state Senate Democrats and toss-up state Senate Democrats are trying to rewrite history. But I have not heard yet from a single Republican senator who said they were ever briefed on the fact that there were going to be serious problems with this. I haven't heard from any Republican members of the House of Representatives yet. The fact that she makes this broad comment, we all knew. Is that only applying to some special group of Senate Democrats that President Obama told? Or are we just all supposed to take the truth that Ted Cruz and what we've been saying about Obamacare since it was passed and before it was passed, that it would never work, that we're all right?
Right.
Well, and that what they were saying we were lying about was actually the truth.
Or as an addition to that, then you're pointing out that maybe it's because all the memos are now becoming public.
Yeah, I agree with Senator Gillibrand on this. This was not ignorance from the President of the United States. We know from memo after memo after memo, which are now rolling out, that the administration was told repeatedly that this is exactly what happened, that millions of Americans would lose their coverage, that they would never get it back. And yet the president went out and continued to state this lie. And, Jay, I'm just calling it a lie these days because he was not unclear. He did not fail to explain it. He was crystal clear. And then he said, period.
Yeah, well, do we have that where he says period? Because this is, you know, because Gillibrand just said, you know, hey, if you want to keep your plan, you know, he should have been more specific. When he's asked, were you misled, he should have been more specific. Well, here's what he actually said.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan, period.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't true, so we can call it a untruth, a misleading, not specific enough, or the White House was lying about it. And, you know, that's what, with all due respect to the presidency, I'm sorry, that's what this is starting to look like every day. Mike's calling from California. He's on line two. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jay. Thank you.
Sure.
I'd like to share something that I discovered last week when I was at my doctor receiving routine therapy. My doctor was taking a long time at his computer, and the reason for that is because he was having to fill out extra data sheets on my personal information, my gender, my ethnicity, why I'm there, what ailment I have, how many times and what kind of treatment I'm getting. And I was just, I want to ask you, Jay, isn't that illegal? I mean, another doctor can't share that information with another doctor without my written consent.
Correct. Or you can't even share it with a family member without your written consent under HIPAA.
So, I don't know who is getting that information.
Well, that is the, look, Mike, this is, you've hit the target of, again, that's why I appreciate the callers on this broadcast. You've hit the target of what the problem is. Why are we giving this information, gathering it to a data center, and not saying there's a HIPAA violation here? Why are we giving this information to, you know, we've got these, what are they called, navigators? You're going over this stuff with navigators. Some of them are here illegally. Others have been guilty of fraud, and we're going to trust them with our, forget giving them your Social Security number or your credit card information. You're going to trust them with your health care information? That's the absurd nature of all of this. And, Jordan, that can't get fixed without the law being eliminated.
That's right. I mean, I was actually at the doctor this morning. And I had to sign the HIPAA forms, you know, because they were sharing the, I was having a blood work done, they share with another doctor. And so you go through all this paperwork thinking that this is, you know, this is only being shared by this doctor to this doctor. And yet through Obamacare, you're going through navigators that can have criminal backgrounds. They get all of your Social Security information. The IRS will have all of your healthcare info.
Right.
And though they are saying, well, pre-existing conditions won't matter, so anything you're doing doesn't matter, the truth is you've got to have this data somewhere, right? I mean, your doctors have got to have it available. And as another news story reports, like you can't have enough different news stories coming out about how bad this is. Not only was it wrong that if you like your plan, you can keep it. Now it's coming out more and more that if you like your doctor, you can't keep them. And so that doctor will have to get your information to a doctor if you get covered by one of these plans. How is that happening without you being very involved, signing forms, not just electronic? They shouldn't be able to transfer that data without your signature on real forms from what, your old doctor? The whole way this works is to fail. I mean, it just, there's no way. Either there's going to be mass fraud or they know the system is so bad it will never work.
Well, I think, and that's the reality. So, Than, it points to, with all the oversight hearings and everything that's happening, can you get a resolution to this congressionally short of just elimination? Or do you let it fall on itself right now?
Well, listen, I think the House has tried. I mean, I think to suggest that they haven't, they voted 40 times for repeal. I think repeal is still the answer. But at some point, the Senate actually has to play that game. And, you know, just to the point of the last caller, Jay, there's actually a hearing going on as we speak about these security issues, about these HIPAA violations. And the testimony that came out this morning showed a couple of things. First of all, it showed that some of this information indeed is being shared and it is on the website. And it's also not secure. I mean, one of the witnesses called it a hacker's dream. So you have this HIPAA-protected information that's on the website, and a hacker has testified that he can get access to it through any number of different ways. So Jordan's right. It's coming apart at the seams in more places than we can really count.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. But, folks, we're doing something about it. We're fighting back. We want you to join us in the fight. You can sign that petition now at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget our member services package also. If you want some benefits from the ACLJ and it'll help us at the same time, call 1-800-311-2472. That's 800-311-2472 to find out what things you're doing every day, how you can help us. Let's go right back to the phones. Rona's calling from New York on line four. Hi, Rona.
Hi, Jay.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Oh, I thought I was just about to hang up.
I'm glad you didn't.
Want to call and to say hi and to say God blessing to you and your lawyers and your family for helping the persecuted Christians.
Thank you.
And And, sir, I just want to say, you know, President Obama did tell the people of America, you know, there's going to be a change in America. If they vote for him after all that he was saying. So, you know, and he wants a legacy. So this Obamacare is not going to be overthrown. It has to put in place because, you see, when God says something, it has to happen. So it's the people's fault. Voting for President Obama know that he said there's going to be a change in America. So he never really tell a lie in that way when he said there's going to be a change, you know.
Well, he did say there's going to be a change, and we're certainly, Jordan, we're seeing that change. Thurman, thanks for calling in. The president promises change you can believe in. The problem is nobody believes in this one, but it is, unfortunately, you don't believe it, but it is actually happening.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, it's interesting. We are seeing change. It's believable in the sense that what is going on. I mean, the reports that we see, the documentation, the fact that it's lies and lies. I mean, this is the truth is that you talked about the Fast and Furious issue. I mean, this is an administration that has been plagued with scandal after scandal. But Obamacare is something different. It's not just a scandal. It is literally a new government program. They had 3 years to develop, and they totally failed. Fumbling is not failure. You know, that doesn't mean the game is over. But it can mean that. And so you look at their choice of words and you look at the way that they're setting this up. They have now gone from saying that they could fix it in a month to saying it will be, quote, greatly improved. I mean, greatly improved from a website that doesn't work means that what? You can actually get past page one? I mean, that's what greatly improved could mean to this.
We're going to find out soon enough because that November 30th date, and believe me, everybody and every news outlet in the country is going to see if it actually works. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Folks, we're in a matching challenge here at the ACLJ, and that means any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. So I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org, make that tax-deductible matching gift today. You can also sign the petition there at aclj.org, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. We've got a little less than half of the month to go, and we're about a little less than half of the way there to our goal. So again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Many have called and said, listen, we want to help the ACLJ out, but we don't have the financial resources right now. But if you have services that you're using every day, phone services, movies, rental cars, whatever it might be, there's a way for you to help us every time you use those services. Simply call our member services line right now and let them know how you can help us, and we can help you at the same time. 1-800-311-2472. That's 800-311-2472.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. When his policies fail, President Obama ignores the law. He delayed the employer mandate on his own. Now he's trying to fix an insurance market that he broke. That's not how a democracy works. The Obama administration can't restore canceled insurance policies, and it can't fix the Obamacare website fast enough to save the market. Because of Obamacare, millions of Americans have had their health insurance policies canceled. Millions more will be left uninsured and in violation of federal law through no fault of their own. At the ACLJ, we've already prepared litigation, a case ready to be filed that will block the administration from imposing its unconstitutional penalties on the American public. Sign on to our petition now. Send a message to the president. Delay the mandate or we will sue. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Better all the time, because as this rolls out and the president does this, we're going to get to this in a minute, this conference call last night, what a disaster that was. Chris is calling from New York on line one. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, God bless you. I'm not an Obama supporter, but I have connections, and I link up to find out what he's up to, and I was invited to come on a conference call last night for Team Obama, and he is recruiting. I've never heard of anything like this in my life. He is literally recruiting people from around the country to go and preach the Obamacare doctrine to their families during the holiday season. He says, talk about Obama as a good holiday gift. Talk to your uncles. Talk to your friends. Everywhere you go, recruit and tell people about how good the health care law is. Get them to sign up. You don't have to sign them up.
Right. If you were on that call yesterday, and I'm glad, Chris, you were, because you got to hear this. This is what it's very difficult to hear this, but the president talked about 100 million people signed up. 100 million people have enrolled. Listen to this.
In the first month alone, we've seen more than 100 million Americans already successfully enroll in the new insurance plan.
Where are they coming? Where are they coming? You cannot make this stuff up. Where are they coming up with 100 million people? They only need, well, then it's a great success, because they only needed 7 million to work it out. And I'm sure that 100 million, where is the president saying that? Is he not saying to himself, you know, it's not 100 million. Whoever wrote that's incorrect. I mean, how are they, Than and Jordan, I don't understand this. And I'm glad Chris called, because 100 million people have, let's play that. You got to play that again. I'm sorry. Play it again. I'm going to play this tomorrow, too.
In the first month alone, we've seen more than 100 million Americans already successfully enroll in the new insurance plans.
These must be done by the same people, by the way, that have produced the website, because it's inaccurate. Go ahead, Jordan Than.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're hearing is a president, one who's reading talking points that aren't
but
really...
But somebody prepared those. That's what I don't
understand. That's right. I mean, literally, he was reading. I mean, first of all, this is a president who was on a call that Chris was invited to because these are supposed to be supporters. He sounds like he's giving a death notice to someone. I mean, it's like he can't even read the words on the paper. And I think that's because he realizes he's reading it. This is completely inaccurate. But yet he keeps the same team around. You know, the only person that's left really is Robert Gibbs, who's saying people should be fired. Eric Holder's still there. Kathleen Sebelius is still there. His same press team is there. Jay Carney is still there. And listen, I mean, this is a president who was handed, what, 100 million instead of 100,000? I mean, either he read the number wrong or his staff got it wrong, but they weren't even ever talking about 100 million people needing it. It was only 40 million people, supposedly, who were uninsured.
I think the million was a typo. I think he meant to say more than 100 have enrolled, because that would actually be pretty close to accurate. More than 100, that's what he meant to say.
Well, the reality is it is what it is. The president said, and believe me, we'll be playing that one on the broadcast. Mark Jones calling from Ohio on line three. Hi, Joan.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
First of all, I want to tell you that I keep all of you guys in my prayer.
Thank you.
Because we need prayer, too, with this.
Absolutely.
Hope that it could be completely repealed, because it's just not just because of the money and all that, but because people are not getting their care. And also, the other thing that I hope your lawyers will really take a look at that they're forgetting is it's an unfair law, because the very people that put it into law don't have to follow it.
Well, of course not, but that's, you know, that welcome to Washington, D.C. But let me tell you what we are looking at, Joan, so you know. We've got a lawsuit prepared already, because when the president talked about moving these the enrollment date back to 20 sometime in 2014, they did not move the penalty provision. That's in the law. And those penalties could, in fact, go into effect, and we want to make sure the American people are not penalized. We're ready to go to court on that. And we're taking, as I said, as many folks, there's a lot of people still on the whole line here. I'm going to try to go through as many of these as we can with the time we have left. Let's go to Georgianne in Colorado, line six. Hi, Georgianne, quickly, please.
Okay, thanks, Jay, for your gift. Thank God for your perseverance. My question is, I help other people who are in Colorado who are seniors or disabled.
Yep.
We're seeing out here are these tremendous cuts in what they were getting under this old age pension and their food stamps. One lady who had had back surgery, her food stamps, she's 76, and they were cut to $3 a month.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, is that how he's planning to pay for this?
Oh, it's going to get worse than that. Let me tell you what's going to happen. That friend of yours that had the back surgery at 76 years old, there'll be a panel determining whether at 76 years old she should even be entitled to that surgery. I'm not kidding you. That's coming. You know, they laughed at Sarah Palin and others when they talked about the death panels. Folks, is there anything that you don't believe at this point that could happen with this nightmare? Anything that they could put by that you don't believe? That every possible scenario that's a disaster can become a reality in this. Let's go to Corey. He's calling from Pennsylvania. He's on line two. Hi, Corey.
Hello. How are y'all today?
Yep. Good.
Good. I got a question. Why are everybody so afraid of just not having insurance?
Well, I'll tell you why people are afraid, Corey, to have insurance. I know what the rest of you are saying. You're saying as Christians, you don't think we should be afraid?
Right.
Well, okay. What do you do to tell somebody that had insurance and has lost their plan and has got stage three or stage four cancer? What are we supposed to tell them? Don't worry about it?
Trust Jesus and get right with God.
Okay. You know what? Jesus gave us a brain. And we're supposed to use it, okay? I mean, Paul used his rights as a Roman citizen. So, I mean, this idea that, you know, Christians, we shouldn't do anything, that, you know, I'm glad we don't follow that anymore. Jordan, go ahead.
No, and I think that points out a huge flaw. First of all, that doesn't excuse the president here because he was making a promise that people would get insurance. It doesn't matter if they think that they need it. He was going to force everybody to. But the end of the day is people do want insurance for the most part, and 99% of people would want some kind of insurance coverage if something happened or if you're in a car accident. And I just think that, you know, Corey may have a theological difference. There's Christian Science out there that thinks medicine is not appropriate. They're allowed to have those beliefs. You can have those beliefs. But I think to say, in my view, that we're able to, you know, be trained, have doctors, have
right.
skill, doesn't always mean you're cured. It doesn't always mean it's successful when you get the treatment. Sometimes it doesn't work, but not trying is nowhere in the Bible. Not actually, you know, active faith is the only kind of real faith. A faith without trying is not really faith at all. That's just kind of giving up.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm going to try to grab one call really quickly here. Everybody else, call back tomorrow. Madeline from California, you're on the air. Yes, Madeline.
Jay?
Yes.
Good morning. I have a question.
Yep.
I read an article on CNN.com
yep.
regarding hospitals across the country laying off thousands of...
Tens of thousands, yes.
How is Obamacare going to affect...
That's why they're doing the layoffs. They can't figure out what the compliance is going to be, so you've got major medical centers that stopped expansion, including one here that is a world-class one. You had Vanderbilt University Medical Center was going to build an entire facility out in the suburbs. That has stopped. They've laid off nurses. I mean, that's not just there. It's around the country. This is the reality of the impact of Obamacare. Folks, let's fight back. Join us at ACLJ.org. Sign that petition now or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. When you're there, make an online gift. ACLJ.org, we get a matching gift for it at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget to share us, like us on Facebook, watch our movie on the IRS. It's called Tax Evasion. It's free, digital download, irsmovie.com. That's irsmovie.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We used to be angry young men.
At the ACLJ, we've already prepared litigation, a case ready to be filed that will block the administration from imposing its unconstitutional penalties on the American public. Sign on to our petition now, send a message to the president, delay the mandate, or we will sue. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.